There is a power within you that has likely been misunderstood, a force you may have misused, and a gift that, when redirected, holds the potential to completely transform your life. I'm talking about sexual energy, and more specifically, sexual transmutation, a principle introduced by one of the greatest minds in the history of personal development, Napoleon Hill. When Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, he wasn't merely creating a book about money. He was documenting the psychological blueprint of the most successful men in the world. 500 of them over 25 years, including industry titans, inventors, presidents, and artists. Among all the principles he taught, desire, faith, autosuggestion, specialized knowledge, there was one that made many readers stop in their tracks. The mystery of sexual transmutation. Hill called sex the most powerful of human desires, and he was right. No other force can drive a man to conquer, create, pursue, or even destroy like the energy of sexual desire. But here's what he discovered. Those who master this energy and redirect it, who transmute it, access a level of genius and ambition unreachable for the undisciplined man. So what is sexual transmutation? Let's simplify. To transmute means to transform the form or nature of something. In this case, sexual energy. Hill described it as the process of channeling this energy away from physical expression and into the creation of wealth, art, innovation, genius, and legacy. He wrote, "Sexual desire is not merely physical, it is emotional, spiritual, and mental. When well directed, it can be transmuted into a powerful force capable of elevating someone to great heights of achievement." Hill never said to repress your sexuality. He didn't say to run from it. He said to redirect it, to channel it, to use it as fuel for your mission. Why is this so powerful? Because sexual energy is, at its core, creative energy. At its most primal level, it is literally the power to generate life. When that power is not used for physical reproduction, it doesn't disappear. It stays in your body, in your mind, in your nervous system. And if you do nothing with it, it ferments into frustration. But if you focus it, it turns into rocket fuel for extraordinary achievement. Modern science confirms this. Elevated testosterone levels, when not wasted, increase drive, positive aggression, focus, and willpower. You become more alert, more hungry for growth, more intense. But here's the key. This only works if you redirect that energy towards something greater than yourself. Otherwise, you remain stuck in lust and self-gratification. Hill's observations of great men in Think and Grow Rich reveal something profound. The highest achieving men were those with highly developed sexual natures, men who had learned the art of transmuting their sexual energy into creative and productive outlets. He cites examples like Napoleon Bonaparte, who channeled his passion into war and empire building. George Washington, known for his intense discipline and loyalty. Thomas Edison, whose relentless invention process Hill attributed to sublimated sexual energy. Abraham Lincoln, who, according to Hill, had an intense sexual nature but directed his inner fire toward justice, vision, and purpose. In all these cases, these men were not free from sexual desire. They simply refused to be ruled by it. Let's be direct. Most men today are ruled by lust. Porn addiction is rampant. Instant gratification has become the norm. Discipline has become a joke. And we still wonder why so many men feel depressed, distracted, and empty. Napoleon Hill warned us, most men never learn to control their sexual impulses. When guided by that desire, they lose control of reason and act on impulse. He wasn't condemning sex, he was elevating it. He was saying, if you let this force run wild, it will destroy your life. But if you train it, tame it, transmute it, it becomes the engine of your destiny. So how do you practice sexual transmutation in modern life? Here's a practical guide to start turning this energy into something magnificent. First, semen retention. Build the pressure. This doesn't mean permanent abstinence. It means stopping the casual waste of energy. Every time you release without purpose, you lower your vitality, your focus, your testosterone, and your willpower. Try 30 days without pornography. Try 30 days of intentional discipline. Notice how your mind sharpens, how your body feels more alive. how your hunger for achievement grows. That pressure within you is your fuel. Second, redirect the energy. When desire arises, don't suppress it, redirect it. Use that wave of energy to work harder on your business. Train with more intensity. Study, build, create, plan. Speak boldly, walk with confidence. Lead with vision, not with temptation. Napoleon Hill wrote, "A man who has developed the art of transmuting sexual energy will find that this energy becomes the fuel for all of his accomplishments." Third, choose a higher purpose. Sexual energy needs a container. Without a mission, it will be wasted in indulgence. You have to give it direction. Ask yourself daily, what am I building that's greater than my next release? If your answer is vague, you'll remain trapped in the cycle of temporary pleasure and permanent regret. But if you're building something, a business, a brand, a legacy, then every act of discipline becomes sacred. Fourth, Napoleon Hill's final warning. Near the end of the chapter, he wrote, "Sexual energy is the creative energy of all geniuses. There never has been and never will be a great leader, builder, or thinker without sexual energy. This is not optional if you want to become great. It's a requirement, but here lies the choice. You can satisfy your desires and stay where you are, or you can transmute your energy and become something the world has never seen. The disciplined man will always outperform the distracted one." Fifth, master the fire. To every man hearing this, you are not weak for feeling desire. You are not shameful for seeking intimacy. You are powerful because you carry the most sacred force in the universe. But power without direction leads to destruction. Sexual transmutation is not just a technique. It is a philosophy, a lifestyle, a sacred choice to use your God-given energy to build, not waste, to lead, not lose yourself, to create a legacy, not merely release tension. Napoleon Hill gave us the blueprint. The rest is up to us. There is a hidden force within you, a drive so ancient and raw that it once determined the very survival of our species. And yet that same force, when redirected, it can create art, fuel ambition, build empires, and shape human history. Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis, gave this transformation a name, sublimation. And today, we're going to dive deep into what that means, how it works, and how you can use it to transform your own life. Understanding sublimation, Freud's psychological alchemy. Let's begin at the core. In Freud's psychoanalytic theory, human behavior is driven by unconscious desires, primarily the sexual drive, the libido. But here's the key. For Freud, libido wasn't just about physical sex. It was life energy, a fundamental force behind our motivations, behaviors, and emotional patterns. However, society doesn't allow us to express this energy in its rawest form. If every human being acted on every impulse of lust, aggression, or domination, we would sink into chaos. So what happens to all that repressed desire? Freud answers, it doesn't disappear. It is redirected, channeled into socially accepted and often highly productive forms. This process is what Freud called sublimation, the transformation of raw, primitive instinctual energy into refined and elevated expression, such as art, science, leadership, innovation, or spirituality. In other words, sublimation is converting desire into discipline, lust into legacy, impulse into impact. Sublimation versus suppression, the essential difference. This is where many go wrong. To sublimate is not to suppress. Suppression is pushing desire down, hiding it, pretending it doesn't exist. But like a shaken and sealed soda bottle, repressed energy builds pressure and eventually explodes in destructive ways through addictions, rage, or emotional breakdowns. Sublimation, on the other hand, is conscious redirection. It's about recognizing the desire, accepting its presence, and guiding it toward a higher purpose. Picture a man with aggressive impulses who becomes a soldier, a boxer, or a firefighter, or a woman with intense erotic energy who becomes a dancer, a fashion designer, or an actress. A young man obsessed with control might become a CEO or a systems engineer. A teenager consumed by sexual desire might start painting, writing poetry, composing music, or building a business. transforming what Freud called the sexual instinct into creative mastery. Sublimation isn't about moralizing or shame. It's about turning your inner chaos into a staircase to greatness. Freud believed that sublimation wasn't just an individual phenomenon. To him, it was the foundation of all civilization. In his work, Civilization and Its Discontents, he wrote, "Without sublimation, culture could not exist. Without the transformation of raw energy into elevated expression, there would be no symphonies, no cities, no literature, no science. Everything we call civilization, every great work, invention, system, and structure was born from the same primal force, channeled, refined, and transmuted. Think of the great artists, inventors, and thinkers of history. Michelangelo, who spent 4 years painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, pouring his intensity into sacred art. Nikola Tesla, celibate for most of his life, who channeled his energy to invent the future. Ludwig van Beethoven, deaf and isolated, yet still composing symphonies of overwhelming emotional power. Freud himself, whose relentless exploration of the human mind forever changed how we understand ourselves. These were not men without passion. They were men who transcended passion, mastering and directing it towards something greater than themselves. Sublimation in the modern world matters now more than ever. In today's culture of hyperindulgence, we're taught, if you feel it, do it. Follow your impulses. Do what gives pleasure. And yet, we've never seen so many anxious, depressed, and empty people. Why? Because a life driven by unchecked desire leads to emptiness. But a life of sublimated desire leads to meaning. Freud warned, when a society removes the pressure to sublimate, it regresses. Creativity dies, discipline evaporates, genius fades. Just look around. We're drowning in dopamine, endlessly scrolling, addicted to distractions, seeking constant validation, numbing our primal energy instead of forging it into power. If Freud were alive today, he wouldn't be surprised. He predicted it. But he would also remind us, the goal of life is not to kill desire, it's to elevate it. Let's make it practical. Sublimation is not a distant theory. It's a daily practice, a conscious choice you can make right now with whatever you're feeling. One, acknowledge the impulse. Do not suppress your desires. Observe them. Be conscious when you feel aggressive, needy, obsessed, or overwhelmed by lust. Do not act immediately. Just notice. Awareness is the first step. Two, create a higher channel. Give that energy a higher destination. Start writing. Build something with your own hands. Train with full focus at the gym. Learn a musical instrument. Bring that project or idea to life. Create a mental link. When I feel this desire, I go to this place. Turn instinct into creative expression or practical achievement. Third, delay gratification. Freud believed that sublimation was only possible if a person could delay reward. Train yourself to wait, to sit with the urge without giving in, to not scratch every emotional or physical itch. This strengthens your psychological muscle, and from that, depth is born. Create channeling rituals. Have a sacred morning routine that directs your energy upward. It could be a power hour with journaling, deep reading, silent reflection, studying a complex topic, or working on your project before even touching your phone. Each ritual becomes a valve through which your energy rises instead of being lost. Fifth, elevate your environment. Surround yourself with symbols, art, music, and people who remind you of your higher nature. Sublimation is harder in environments that normalize instant pleasure. But when you live in a culture of elevation, you rise with it. Environments build or destroy mental states. Choose yours wisely, the alchemy of the mind. To sublimate is to take something instinctual and turn it into something immortal. It is the essence of art, the secret of discipline, the foundation of leadership, the root of genius. Freud gave us many controversial ideas, but this one was a gift. It tells us that no matter how dark, raw, or chaotic your inner world may be, you can shape it, sculpt it, use it, like a blacksmith turning heat into steel. You can turn desire into destiny, weakness into will, longing into creation. That is the power of sublimation. Use it wisely. Remember this, within you there is a fire, a silent, yet fierce power. an ancient force that has shaped human history and now lies dormant within you, waiting for direction. You can waste that fire on distractions, addictions, and instant gratification. Or you can forge it into light, into creation, into purpose. You are not weak for feeling desire. You are human. You are not impure for seeking connection, intimacy, or pleasure. You are alive. But the modern world, with its screens, its noise, its constant stimulation and shortcuts, wants to make you a servant of impulse. It wants you to surrender, to react. But the seeker does not react. The seeker chooses, the seeker disciplines. Sexual transmutation and sublimation are paths to true power. Not the power to control others, but the power to master yourself. And that is the rarest and most respectable power anyone can attain. You were made for more, more than addictions, more than empty pleasure and constant regret. You were made to build, to leave a legacy, to turn your instinct into impact, your desire into destiny, your energy into eternity. Napoleon Hill left a map. Freud revealed the alchemy. But walking the path, that's up to you. So I ask you, will you master the fire or will it master you? The disciplined seeker does not fear desire. He embraces it, he channels it, and with it, he lights the world. If you enjoyed the video, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching.